From Indiana Public Radio and Ball State University, this is The Scene, the show that captures live music right from our own backyards and brings it straight to you. I'm your host, Liam Van Overwall, and this week we're going to be switching it up and doing a producer's choice episode, where we talk to all of The Scene's engineers and producers as we look back and take a listen to some of our favorite performances from season 12 so far. So to kick it off, let's introduce our other producers.
Hi, I'm Jacob Holtzman. I am a senior TCOM audio production major with a minor in music recording, and this is my second year here at The Scene.
Hi, I'm Paul Butler. I'm a junior music media production major, and this is my second year with The Scene.
Hi, I'm Abby Bache. I am a senior music media production major with a minor in foundations of business management, and I have been with The Scene for about 6 months now.
And once again, my name is Liam Van Overwall, and I'm a senior Department of Media audio production student with a minor in music recording. And I've been with The Scene for about 6 months as well. Now let's get started with the music as we listen to a favorite, brought to you by our producer and engineer, Paul Butler. This is Scott Greeson and Trouble with Monday, here on The Scene from IPR.
So here we go. If I had a train, I wouldn't be here behind factory gates where it's all the same year after year. I ride the tracks, I wouldn't look back, anticipate what's ahead. Every day a new town, a new background, a place to clear my head. Train, all my friends would have it made, having good times, riding steel lines, we don't get away. Forget the boss, forget the clock, telling us what to do. We'd be in charge, living large, doing what we want to. Did you hear that train? Did you see that train? If I hear the train, all my friends would have it made, having good times, riding steel lines, we'd all get away. Forget the boss, forget the clock, telling us what to do. We'd be in charge, living hard, we want to. Did you see that train? I had a train.
get on board, get on board, get on board, get on board, get on board. Won't you grab that train?
Well, sweet. I really enjoyed that, actually.
It's getting a lot of like Bon Jovi vibes from that.
Yeah, Dead or Alive vibes.
Nice. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
The saxophone really surprised me, but I thought it actually sounded so cool, especially in the part where like the saxophone came in, but there was also kind of a guitar solo going on the side. Like that did it for me.
This group really surprised me because I kind of thought I probably shouldn't have just judged right away, but I was like, oh, it's just going to be like some group that just like plays, just like jams together and it's going to be like whatever. But they had some, at least this is an original, at least I'm pretty darn sure, but this one was really cool because I liked their how they kind of made it sound like there actually was a train with that like kind of guitar, but I don't know what they were really doing, but it kind of sounded neat, and there was nice blending across the vocals, and yeah, that saxophone was really ripping it. But
yeah, it was easy to listen to, but it was also interesting. Like, I continuously wanted to listen.
So Scott Greeson in Trouble with Monday is a 7-piece Midwest based Americana band, which has an electric guitar, saxophone, bass guitar, keyboard, drums, accordion, and acoustic guitar with lead and background vocals. And their songs, especially like this one, have a lot of like storytelling elements with like Americana influences. From on their website specifically, they had said Lady Antebellum, John Mellencamp, Little Big Town, I forgot the other one. And yeah, this was from the Weebishe Music Festival, and yeah, it was at one of the side stages. It was really fun to listen to. So Scott Greeson and Trouble with Monday can be found at www.scottgreesonmusic.com.
Next up, we're going to be listening to the Jeff Anderson Trio, which was picked by our engineer-producer, Jacob Holtzman. Let's give the Jeff Anderson Trio a listen, here on IPR's The Scene.
Say what you don't know the words to say. How do you play when you don't know the rules of the game? What do you do when all of your hope goes away? How do you sleep when you walk on your feet night and day? You try, you get by.
Hope, no, it's never lost. Sometimes there's just a heavy cost. I'll take mine, same as you. I know we'll always make it through. Ooh, like we always do. We've seen times like this before. We hope there's not much more. We stand holding hand in hand until we see the plan, knowing sometimes we don't understand. How do you say what you don't know the words to say? This life is on loan and I've but a dime to pay. Spirits are free, they're oh so lighter than air. Here on the ground, we all have a cross to bear. I know when it's time to go, then it's time to go. I'll thank God for every day I had a chance to play. Share some love, see, this is how I pray.
Was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, agreed.
Very nice mix, Jacob.
Well, hold on. I did not mix that one. Okay. That was one that Jeff just sent to me. Okay. Oh, Abigail's like, oh, that makes sense.
Mix that. Well, I was definitely gonna ask, like, where did you record this? Like, this sounds incredible.
No, so that was a studio mix that Jeff sent me that we talked about over the summer. But that song gives me goosebumps every time I listen to it, and I think it's just a good song has a good melody, and that thing's got like three different melodies going at the same time are all rock solid,
just like surrounding your head. Yeah, I very mm-hmm. much felt that.
Liam, he grew up a guitar player, and then for later in life actually studied classical guitar, and mm-hmm. so a lot of his folk style is based on that classical counterpoint style, and I really think that shines through in this song.
Yeah, oh definitely.
You can really hear that
certainly in the right hand technique. Yeah
And then I just think the lyrics of this song are really pretty, and it's one of my favorite songs he did, and I was just really happy to get to showcase it.
Absolutely. It gives me vibes of like when you're watching a movie and it's summertime in the movie and everybody's super happy and they're driving down in their little pickup truck in the country roads, and you can see the cornfields everywhere and the windows are down and they're all like, yeah, life, everything's good. And that's what I was feeling. So that was nice as it snowed today again.
Right
Nice to live summer for a minute.
Almost summer for a minute.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing that with us, Jacob. That was a special one.
I actually got to hear him perform this live too. It was just as good. I think the studio version shines through a little more just because you kind of lose some of those nuances in a live setting.
Sure.
But yeah, I think Liam kind of spoke. It really just kind of like wraps around you. It's like a warm blanket.
Definitely.
Well, if you would like to learn more about Jeff Anderson, you can find them at jma-music.com. And For those of you that don't know, this was Jeff Anderson. He was featured on the first episode of this season. I did a Mainstays episode with him because the season before I had talked with him and I wanted to do an interview with him over the summer just to kind of catch up and see how like COVID had affected some of his work. And we talked for like 2 hours and it was just a really awesome conversation about growing up playing and being a musician in Indiana. And it's easily one of my favorite episodes I've ever gotten to do, and getting to showcase songs like this helps out immensely.
Let's go ahead and see what our other engineer producer, Abigail Bache, has been listening to this season. Here's a performance by the Tucker Brothers here on the scene from IPR.
Thank you.
I, for one, can say that I actually do have the studio version of that song on my playlist.
Oh, and how does a studio version compare, in your opinion, Liam, to this?
Oh, they're great. I mean, obviously, you've got the studio versus the live sound, but you always got a mixed bag with these guys. I mean, it's always great, but you know, with jazz, you never know what you're gonna get. But these guys are so good. I mean, it's always fresh and interesting, no doubt, which I just love.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Jacob, what are you on?
Well, I was about to tell you, and then you interrupted me, but... I mean, continuing our conversation about melody, that song, I think, has a really cool melody, and just that interplay between the guitar and saxophone, I don't think that song could or would be the same without that. I think it's so essential to it, and just good orchestration. Good orchestration is like, I mean, you could go back to Hawktail with that. Is like, orchestration is the first part of the mixing process, and if a band gets that down, it makes mixing so much easier. And it's killer when you sometimes, you know, sorry, I'm going on a rant. Sometimes you'll mix and you won't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you mix a band that has good orchestration, you'll be like, oh, that's how this is. And it's like the curtain gets lifted, and it's so awesome to be able to do. And there's so many bands around Indiana that do have good orchestration.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah, and well, yeah, like you were saying, like this was, the Tucker Brothers were incredibly easy to mix. Like all of their pieces were, it was not difficult at all. It was mostly just like bringing up levels for solos, making sure you could hear everything featured over the rest of the quartet. But yeah, no, it was, they're a really, really solid group. And you can see them all around Indianapolis year round.
I wish we had like, you know, like how YouTube videos have like the like wall thing at the beginning. Like it's mm-hmm. just like when you click on a video, like it's like,
yeah.
What's that called?
Like the thumbnail.
Yeah, the thumbnail. Yeah, our episodes need that. Like
and it's just Abby
especially
going.
The. Yeah. Yeah, can we make a YouTube cut of this?
That sounds good. Up next, I've got a tune for you guys from this season that I just can't seem to get out of my head. Here's Jomber Fox here on the scene from IPR.
Clean, but don't raise your fist like you know what that means. If it's real, not sure, I don't care anymore. I'm running away from the variety. Don't run away. We'll be right back.
I'm a sucker for lap steel, so anything that has lap steel is automatically going to have a place in my heart. But the playoff between the lap steel and the electric guitar was pretty cool at points. It was kind of almost discordant at a couple areas, but it really fit what was going on. So I thought that was really cool. But just a really cool sound and space.
It was a really, really cool environment to see these guys rock out. After this event, I can remember just having some of these songs, even just after one time hearing them in passing, being stuck in my head. And going back and listening to some of their studio stuff was really great, a really great experience. But some of the live performances of these songs that we captured, especially at this event, were just like, had this extra energy and extra oomph. And I think this song was a really good, good showcase of that.
Live music's where it's at.
Yes, indeed.
Which event was this?
This was the Wide Eyed Music Festival at Black Circle Brewery in downtown Indy that we went to this past summer in 2021.
Very fun. Yeah, no, that was great.
If you'd like to learn more about the band, you can find more about Jambrefox at facebook.com/Jambrefox. That's facebook.com/JOMBERFOX. We're going to take a short break, but stay tuned because we've got plenty more favorite picks from our show's engineer and producers up here next on The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. Welcome back to The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. To continue our season's Producer's Choice episode, we're going to be checking back in with Paul Butler to see what other tunes they've got for us. This is Shoot Down the Sun here on The Scene from IPR.
start this at the beginning, when I thought you were the one for me, and when I convinced myself I was winning, but that wasn't how it turned out to be. I haven't been myself recently, but I'm still trying to figure out who that is. I try to act normal normally, but what's the use since you've been his? Well, I'm sorry for the way I acted, and I'm sorry if I tend to get distracted. It's immature, I get it, but what I said to you, I meant it. And I'm sorry, so sorry. Something of myself, but then you make me feel so small and so forget about you. I'll keep trying to live without you. I'd play this song for you every day if only you could know how I'm sorry for the way I acted, how I'm sorry if I tend to get distracted. It's immature, and I get it. I'd said it to you. I'm sorry.
Awesome. I really enjoyed that one.
Mm-hmm.
Was that recorded live, Paul?
That was actually recorded in the studios last year. That was like the first time I ever had recorded in Studio One. So like I wanted to do something kind of, I don't know, I just wanted to try something out. And then Chris was like, we got our band. I was like, all right. So we had a Mainstays where we had Shoot Down the Sun come in with the former producer engineer, Christopher Golab. He had his band come in and we did an interview, and then we just did a few, they did like 12 songs, I think. They did like a bunch, but it was a lot of fun. A lot of them were from their newer album, and some of them were like from their older stuff, so it was kind of just like a nice cluster of songs. And yeah, it was a pop punk bass band, you know, from Muncie, and they were all students from Ball State, and they were all in the interview, we kind of talk about it a bit more, but they're all like non-music majors, like one's like architecture, business, something else, it was really cool just to hear like all where they got their inspiration from. And they say that they have roots from Blink 182, of course, and like Airborne Toxic Event and Bayside. So it's just like, I really liked, you know, just their pop punk sounds. I had never really done anything with a band like that. So, yeah.
Well, Paul, one thing I wanted to ask you was, what did you do with the guitar? Because the mic, it sounded like it was all room tone, but I thought it fit the production pretty well.
Yeah, so that was something that I... Why is my camera off? that was something where, like, I mic'd it. I did a, I think it was a Roar R121, and I did a, I think it was an MD421 on top. And then I realized I added a lot of reverb to it, so it very much sounded like a dark room tone. And, like, listening back is like, I kind of wish I had not put as much reverb, but, like, yeah, it does kind of fit the sound of it. So I really just, like... I added a lot of reverb to it to kind of just make it more ambient and floaty, because all the other tracks on their, well, from that recording process was like very in your face, like very loud and punchy.
So by you saying you added reverb, did you put the reverb plugins directly on the track?
I wonder what I did. Honestly, I couldn't tell you.
Because, if they're a send, you can record with reverb, and the reverb won't actually be tracked. Like, it won't be destructively recorded. Like, you can go back later and turn it off. So that's why I was...
Okay. I know for sure I just recorded it, or just raw as it was. Like, I had just... I don't even think I really put it through anything, because I was just like, I'm just gonna make sure I got signal, go for it. I think that was all like a post-production decision. I don't remember if it was a send. I think honestly my mixing's gotten better since then. It's like I probably put it right on the track, to be honest.
Well, I think it still worked out. I think it really fit the vibe of the piece.
Shoot Down the Sun can be found at Shoot Down the Sun on Instagram and on their website, shootdownthesun.com.
Now let's get back to our engineer-producer, Jacob Holtzman, with another one of his top picks from this season. This is Hawktail here on the scene from IPR.
Thank you. Jordan Tice playing the guitar for you. And that was a tune called Padiddle.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I joked that, like, this is my favorite mix I've done, but honestly, I think part of the reason it's my favorite mix is it was so easy to mix because of the quality of the players. It's really easy to get a good mix when you have good musicians, and their talent is just out of this world, and I'm really excited for my episode with them to come out because of just how much fun I had mixing this and kind of talking with them about the mixing process too, because I had a little input with them. And yeah, I mean, it's so dynamic too, their ability to mix themselves even. I mean, and there's that middle section where the bass has a solo.
I was about to mention that.
It transitions to violin, and if you are not paying really close attention, you don't notice that it happens. At least I feel like.
I was so listening to that exact same spot that you were talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, I just think it's really cool what they do, what they brought to the table.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, going to that festival and, like, seeing them on that stage, was that during the day? It wasn't like nighttime, was it?
Yeah, so this was the Weebishay Music Festival, which is out of all the festivals we have showcased, not to play favorites, but everything that I think has come from Weebishay has been awesome. But yeah, that was during the middle of the day at Weebishay, and originally, because me and you were kind of running between stages, it wasn't going to get grabbed. And then I heard them play their first song, and I was like, oh, I got to get down. I have to go get this because it was so good, and I'm really glad that we were able to catch them.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, the mix itself, like, in the moment, I was kind of forgetting that it was live, and I was like, oh, like, this was still a live performance. Do you remember for the bass, like, how do you, I've never mic'd or worked with anything with, like, a live upright bass, but was that, like, do they plug in and then they also have something for, like, the frets?
So the bass was, I think, like, for the bass and the violin, or the fiddle, I guess, in this case, it's not really played as a violin. They were both piezo pickups, so they were down by the bridge. However, for the bass, I remember specifically there was this piezo that I was mixing, and then there was a room mic that was basically only picking up the bass, and so I mixed those two together to get the bass sound.
Okay, because I was gonna say, like, it really it, at least from what I've done in the past, like, it was kind of hard to, like, blend both those two together. And that's in a studio setting. So, like, I can't even necessarily imagine, like, a live setting. But as you said, like, the musicians were so, you know, on top of their stuff that, you know, it wasn't that bad to mix them together. But, yeah.
But, yeah, so this is Hawktail. They are a bluegrass band from Tennessee. And it's kind of funny that we listened to Padiddle, because if you want to find out more about them, you can go to padiddlerecords.com, which is their record label. And so that is P-A-D-I-D-D-L-E records.com.
Coming up next is another song I picked from this season that I hope you all enjoy as much as I did. Once again, here's Jamber Fox here on the scene from IPR.
Talking about, I wanna hear all the silence making sound. I this wasn't meant for me. Could I hear the music in 4 minutes? 33 in the silence, keep you free. Hurricane of future, if that door understands.
What do you guys
definitely,
think of that one?
Definitely a jam. Like on the scale of vibes, bops, and jams, definitely a jam.
Very much so, agreed.
This brings up many questions, though. So explain this scale to me.
So you have vibes, you have bops, you have jams. And then you can say bangers is its own category, too. I like to advocate for bangers being the fourth category. But those are the songs. That's what songs are. That's music.
So, tier list? Like,
no, it's not tiered at all. Yeah. It's okay.
I just want
to clarify. Tiered at all. That's just what you got to work with. Okay. And right now we're working with the jam, for sure.
All right, we're working with a jam. Okay, so working with that jam, did you put any effects on the guitar?
Very lightly. With the slide guitar because that was just a direct input.
The reason I was wondering about the delay is because that has a giant country feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
That is very much a, like, 50s oil can like a tap delay.
Tap, yeah, sure.
And so that was, but then the rest of the song really isn't country, and so it was a really cool marriage of the two, I thought.
That's really what has, I think, caught my ear when listening to these guys. They can go from a really cool, like, pretty much almost solely, like, organic, at least to me, organic and, you know, new fresh sound, merging that alternative indie rock sound with that country just drive that they seem to have in a lot of these songs, which I think works so well and is one of my favorite things that I've gotten to work with so far this season.
If you'd like to learn more about the band, you can find more about Jean Berfox
at facebook.com/jomberfox. That's facebook.com/JOMBERFOX. And finally, last but not least, will be played out by another one of our engineer producers, Abigail Bache's picks. Let's enjoy the end of this producer's choice episode with some more jazz from the Tucker Brothers, here on the scene from IPR. That concludes this week's Producer's Choice episode here on The Scene. A big thanks to all the bands and venues featured here in this episode. Major support for The Scene comes from Ball State, Ball State's music media production program, our underwriters, and listeners like you who support their local public radio stations. Our show is produced entirely by Ball State students. Paul Butler, Abigail Bache, Jacob Holtzman, and myself are the show's producers and engineers. Gabe Pois is our booking and communications coordinator. This episode was produced by me, your host, Liam Vanoverwall. To find out more about the bands and venues we feature here on The Scene, visit our website at indianapublicradio.org/the scene, where you can learn more about the program and listen to our episode archive. Again, that's indianapublicradio.org/the scene. Also, if you'd like to keep up with what we're up to next, follow our Facebook page. Just search for The Scene from Indiana Public Radio, and find us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is @thescene on IPR. We're also on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you find your podcasts. Give The Scene from Indiana Public Radio a search and add us to your favorite podcasting app. Thanks for being with us. There's plenty of new music still to come, so join us again next time to hear what's happening here on The Scene from Indiana Public Radio.